I walked into the office this morning at 9 o'clock and the phone was ringing just as I came in, and there was a very distraught pensioner on the phone, and she made me aware that she had heard two large explosions to the front of her house and was worried about them. I immediately went over to see her, and the police were present at that time, and upon arrival it was discovered that in fact her house had been attacked on two separate marks. Two windows were busted at the front of the residence at 27 this morning. It obviously rattled the elderly woman. She was quite distraught about it.
Is there any indication as to why this house was targeted, or was it pure random?
Well, we would be assuming that at 2087 this morning that obviously someone was out with the intention of causing problems to some individual. We would hope that this was a mistaken identity and that they got the wrong house. Obviously, we wouldn't be in favour of any damage to any property, but for an 87-year-old woman to be targeted, you know, it's totally out of hand, and we'd be worried about that.
Now, you would also, I'm sure, be appealing for anyone who saw anything this morning. A lot of people, postmen, milkmen, taxi drivers may be out and about. Maybe they saw something that may help.
Absolutely. The neighbours did hear the large noise this morning, and there would have been people about. McFadden's shop was opening roughly about that time, and as you say, the people going to work and walking about. If anyone did see anything strange around the Bridge End area of Strabane this morning, we in the SDLP would appeal for information and to contact the police if they've seen anything strange, anyone running away from a scene or anything like that.
And finally, as it relates to the lady in question, you've spoken to her. I'm sure she's shook by the incident.
Well, you know, she is 87, but she's very tough. She's a tough woman, and she wouldn't be living in fear of it, but I wouldn't like to think these things would be happening again. We will be doing our best to support her and ensure that the damage is taken care of and that these things are put back to normal. But again, you know, we are quite annoyed that this would happen to an elderly resident, especially in Strabane area.